Pedder's new world first vehicle weight matrix software. Know your weight at pedders.com.au.
Okay, everybody, stand by. This is the generic opener for the Weekend Legends in 5, 4.
Jerry, we don't have time for the countdown. We're going to start the show.
What?
Finally. It only took 5 long days at work, but the weekend is here.
Let's do it.
As we squeeze every drop of sport out of the week, like a tube of toothpaste that you've had to roll up the end and then squeeze it really hard with your finger to get that last little drop out.
What we're seeing is really a lowering of the bar.
Prepare for another weekend of balls bouncing, rackets hitting, bats smashing, players complaining, and umpires caught scratching their nuts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M likes to call the Weekend Legends.
Good morning, Sydney. Welcome to the Weekend Legends on Triple M with AH, Chris and Rose. My name is Chris Gale, and I want to quote the wise Triple M philosopher HG Nelson, who once said, "Too much sport is barely enough," and never has that been truer than this Saturday. We've got NRL, we've got football, V8 supercars, cricket, AFL, golf, netball, rugby union, denuclearisation talks. It really is a souped-up Saturday. AH Kaylee, what will be gluing you to the television tonight?
Yes, hello, Chris. Look, I'm a loyal girl and I'm a faithful girl. There's so much on, but I'm going to be watching my Dragons thrash Manly.
Loyalty is an undervalued concept, AH.
Absolutely.
Andrew Rose, will your couch be under additional pressure tonight with all the sport on?
Well, no much more pressure than it normally is when I sit on it, Chris. But I tell you what, I have loyalty, but only in certain areas. And one of that is to professional wrestling. I'll be watching the professional wrestling tonight. If I was at home, I'd probably have 4 televisions on at once watching everything, because it is a crazy night of sport.
It is unbelievable. And we've got a pretty crazy show coming up in this hour. The June 30 deadline is looming in the NRL. We've already see Moses Mbai go across to the Tigers from the Dogs. Names like Woods, Farah, Foran are all being tossed around, even Corey Norman. And we ask, are you happy to see your players change their jumper mid-season? We get to talk to Sarah McLeod from the Super Jesus.
Very exciting.
So looking forward to that.
Triple M are touring the Super Jesus, who are celebrating the 20th anniversary of their album Sumo, so it'll be great to talk to Sarah. And coming up next, we look at the NRL round 15 to date, where already the big story is who's in and who's out of Origin. And let's face it, both Queensland and New South Wales are in crisis. Mm. Weekend Legends, Triple M. Ooh, Weekend Legends, Triple M. That, of course, was AC/DC with Back in Black. And I think last night at Allianz Stadium, the Penrith Panthers wished they were Back in Black. They were in the chocolate and white outfits, and they got touched up in a brutal game against the Sydney Roosters, 32-6, in front of allegedly 10,000 fans.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that was a Black Friday for all in New South Wales.
I was one of them, and it really was a bloody cold event, I can tell you that.
Were you wearing that Roosters hat again?
I was neutral.
I took it and burnt it. Have it anymore.
But I took my daughter's boyfriend and all his Penrith gear, and he had the most miserable night out there. And a big shout-out to Nick. Now, look, as I said, the Roosters beat the heavily hyphenated Panthers 32-6. But the real story is all the injuries that came out of them. And, of course, one of them is the hyphenated Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Mm.
He's broken his jaw, guys.
Mm.
Had a collision with Jared Weir-Hargreaves.
Another hyphen.
Head onto jaw, and it's broken. He's out for Origin. I tell you what, it's interesting. Broken jaw sounds very dramatic. He actually came down to the players' enclosure after the injury. He's drinking water. He's signing autographs. He's talking to Titans coach Garth Brennan. He's spitting up blood. He's doing everything. But Freddie looked a little bit, you know, wonky in the halftime interview on the ground because he's lost him.
Mm, concerned, maybe.
The other big concern for New South Wales was Latrell Mitchell. Tackle went wrong with Ivan Cleary, and Latrell's head sort of got squashed and snapped out, and he was taken off on a stretcher.
I tell you, I was working the Swans game last night, and in the control room, we have the rugby league on the wall next to us, and
good.
When Latrell hit the ground, he was panicking. It was one of those where he felt like something bad had just happened, and he was really worried. You've seen a couple of times when Latrell gets injured, he gets very emotional. He really wants to be out on that field. And everyone in that control room stopped what they were doing and started watching Latrell on that screen. We were all very worried for him.
Look, he was well looked after, and probably the greatest moment of the game was that Tyrone Peachey, who's got his own problems because he could be on report for a shot on Keary.
Yeah.
Actually, it was sent to the sin bin, and up on the big screen, you saw Peachey come in and check on Latrell in the Roosters' dressing room.
That's nice.
A really nice moment, and Latrell was sitting up. He was uncomfortable, but he was sitting up, and obviously he's actually expected to be okay for next weekend.
That's amazing.
Now, from the Queensland point of view, Dylan Napa's done the dreaded syncytiasis.
Oh, the syndesmosis.
Yep.
So, is that connected to his supraspinatus in any way? Our favourite part of the body to get injured?
Dylan is a genetic freak. His syndesmosis is directly connected to his supraspinatus.
I don't even know what a syndesmosis is.
Well, it's actually not a high ankle sprain.
Oh.
That's what you do when you hurt your syndesmosis, which is inside the joint up the leg.
Right. So when people say he's done a hamstring injury.
Tibia, fibula, the whole deal.
Oh, we're working it out. But yeah, so that in that game, you know, Cowboys lost 16 points to the Warriors 23. That was a home game for the Cowboys, but I don't think any of the result was that much of a surprise. Like, that game really told the story of both those clubs at the moment.
I don't even recognise the Cowboys this year. It's very strange to me. You know, we're so used to the Cowboys being a dominant team up the top end of the table, and this year they just cannot get it done. And the Warriors are almost the opposite of what we normally see with the Warriors. They're fast, they're quick, their passing game is good, and they touched up the Cowboys. I mean, they're a real threat, the Warriors.
They broke a 7-game losing streak up at 1,300 miles of Smile Stadiums for the Warriors, so they look like they are one of the real deals this season.
Yeah.
The big story coming out of it is Michael Morgan has torn his left bicep. Right. Hyperextension on yet another hyphenated player, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
So many hyphens.
And Matt Scott didn't play, so question marks about whether he could be brought back into the Queensland team. He may not be good enough. Back on Thursday night, it was a battle of philosophies. Teams like to have taglines. One of South's taglines right now is people first, players second.
Right.
Parramatta Eels went up to Darwin last week and their tagline was fun and relaxation. Well, it was good enough to knock over the Cowboys, but they weren't good enough to knock over the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who won 42 points to 24 in front of allegedly 8,000 fans. A very empty ANZ.
It was very quiet out there. I'll give it to the Eels. They came out well. The first 10 or 15 minutes, the Eels came out well, put points on the board, were playing good. The Rabbits looked a little stunned by the way the Eels came out, really. But then you get the ball into that back line's hands, and it just goes left, it goes left, it goes left, and it's just so many tries in that game.
It is well known that I don't like the Rabbits, and they've now destroyed my enjoyment of beautiful sweeping backline movements resulting into tries, because that's what they're doing. They look magnificent.
Such a change from the beginning of the season.
Incredibly.
So many turnarounds. Mm. It's amazing.
People first, players second.
Right.
It really was sibling rivalry. We had three Jenningses, three Burgi, five tries all up amongst them from the Jenningses, four for Robert for the Rabbits, one for George. Three defensive errors by Jennings led to try by Jennings. It was very confusing.
Yes.
And
makes perfect sense.
And I think we can put a bright crimson line through the Parramatta Eels. Their season was summed up by the fact that they scored the first try, and on the restart, there was a double falcon from Josh Hoffman forward into Mana Ma'u and out, and from the ensuing scrum, a gorgeous sweeping backline move from the Rabbits for a try.
Untouched. Double falcon. Rabbits get the ball untouched. They score a try. It was a comedy of errors.
I love rugby league.
So funny.
And the talk is that Wayne Bennett might be coming to coach the Eels. Seriously, Wayne, why would you do that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Weekend Legends, Triple M. Weekend Legends, Triple M with AH Chris and Rose.
Yes, and that was the Super Jesus there. And on the phone to talk to us right now about the 20th anniversary re-release of their iconic album, Sumo, from Super Jesus, it's Sarah McLeod. Sarah, welcome to the Weekend Legends.
Good morning, you legend. How are you?
Oh, that's lovely.
You sound so bright and shiny for a Saturday morning.
Do you know what? I was fast asleep a few minutes ago. My alarm went off, and I thought, "What on God's earth would that be doing? It's Saturday. Like, it means anything to me anyway." And then I saw I'd written myself a note. And went, "Oh, that's right. I must get up." Anyway, I'm awake, and I love it.
Great. Oh, that's good to hear. Sarah, we're so happy to have you on the show. We're big fans of the Super Jesus, and this is very exciting for us that it's the 20th anniversary re-release of your iconic album, Sumo. Let's go back to when that album was released 20 years ago. Can you tell me a little bit about how that changed your life? Because this was really a huge moment for the Super Jesus, you know, bursting into the mainstream through this album, correct?
Yeah, it totally was. Like, and you can see it when if you watch in chronological order. If you watch our video clips, it's quite funny. You can see it go from sort of low budget backyard kind of thing to like bam budget. Like we have like four video clips that are like really you know, sort of cheap looking, and then bang, we went to America, recorded Sumo, and then came back when the first single was down again, and suddenly it's like super big budget, wearing silver suits. It just looks like we've spent $1 million. I'm like, I laugh hard when I watch it because of the difference. It's like, oh, someone got a record deal.
You guys were such a hardworking band, and you're, you know, pretty much always gigging. What's it like to be on tour again?
I can't wait for this tour in particular. I mean, we love to tour a lot because that's how you make a band. Everyone knows that. That's how you make a band great. You put them on the road and you leave them on the road. You got to play every night. Nothing makes you better than playing in front of a live audience. And we've done a few sort of little tours in the past couple of years, but nothing like this before. And for us to actually be able to get on the road playing that full record from beginning to end, and night after night after night, we're gonna get really slick. And I can't wait, because I want that for our band. I know how good we can get when we do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah, it's Chris here. I had the pleasure last night of actually streaming the record. I've owned the physical copy, but here I am. I'm too lazy. I'm just in bed listening to the album.
I did that too, instead of getting up.
We all listened to Sumo last night. Isn't that great? We're all at the same time listening to Sumo.
And not only did it sound fantastic, it's a really, really heavy record. It's very heavy sounding, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you listen to the anniversary edition?
No. I just did the standard edition. But I do know in the anniversary edition you've done a cover of Kylie Minogue's Confide in Me. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I am a secret Kylie fan. It was always my sort of, you know, secret shame back in the 90s, especially when we're all like, oh, we love Swerve Driver and Smashing Pumpkins. And, you know, I was in the corner going, I also like Culture Club, Wham, and Kylie Minogue.
Oh, nice.
But, the Impossible Princess era, though. Like that, it was okay to talk about her at the Annandale during that period.
Yeah, totally. Totally, I had to sort of bide my time. But as we were, when we were writing Sumo, Chris, the original guitarist, and I also did a version of Confide in Me just for fun, like a dirty, heavy version, but we never finished it, and we lost it, and we forgot all about it. And it hadn't come up at all since then. And it was about 6 months ago, the boys and I were doing a festival in Darwin, and we were sitting around having a few beers on the balcony, and I was like, oh, it's my bye, so I had to get up and go into the kitchen. And as I went to the kitchen, Rage was on, and Confide in Me was on. And I'd had a few beers, and I hadn't heard this song in years, and I stood in front of the telly, and I thought, oh, remember that really cool version that we did? And I was like, does anyone want to revisit that? And everyone was like, oh, maybe, yeah, let's do that. Nice. So I went straight home and made this demo up of it and just tried to remember what it sounded like when we did it back in 97 or something, 96.
Yeah, right.
Made it as close as what I thought it was. And then we played it and we're like, yeah, totally, let's do it. And let's put it on the anniversary, why not? Because it was sort of, you know, inspired all around the same time. And we thought it'd be a good addition to the record. And it's got a bunch of live tracks and some sort of weird B-sides and shit too.
And I can remember her on the cover of that record with the suit and the horn-rimmed glasses looking very, you know, upmarket Kylie. Will she jump up on the tour with you at one of the dates? Can that fans look forward to that?
Whose arm do we have to twist to get that to happen?
Well, we'll work on it. I've got Kylie's personal number. I'll text her now and see if she's keen to do it. Sarah, it's so great to talk to you. The album...
I've got her number too. I have no idea why.
All right, quit bragging.
Can you text it to me?
I've never called her.
Now's the time.
Well, the anniversary edition, I'm really excited to hear this cover and all the added stuff to the album Sumo. It's a great album. You should check it out. August 17th is the release of the anniversary edition. Triple M presents the ARIA Award-winning The Super Jesus 20th Anniversary of Sumo National Tour. You can catch them at the Narrabeen RSL October 13th, Manning Bar, great venue, in Sydney on October 19th, and Tattersall's in Penrith on October 20th. Ticks are available at austix.com.au. Sarah McLeod, it's so great to talk to you. Thank you for coming on The Weekend Legends.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for spreading the word. Love your work.
Thank you, Sarah.
See you, Sarah. Get back to bed.
Triple M Weekend Legends.
Know the exact weight of your car, discuss your towing and load carrying scenarios, and get solutions from an expert. Call your nearest Pedder store now. Triple M's Weekend Legends. Back to the Weekend Legends on Triple M. Just to confuse you, Rose is actually a guy, A.H. Kaylee actually a girl, and this is Chris Gale.
Weekend Legends Triple M with A.H., Chris and Rose.
Yeah, look, guys, I think it's fair to say that we're all counting down for Origin 2.
Sure.
I'm just not sleeping, so it'll come faster.
Oh, yeah. That should be fun.
Yeah, one sleep till Origin. That's incredible.
I'm sure it will make for a great night. But look, who doesn't want Blatchy's Blues tickets? We've got you sorted with Blatchy's Blues tickets to Game 2 at ANZ Stadium. The only thing is, you need to be a Triple M Club member.
Ah, well, it's a good thing to be a Triple M Club member. You get a lot of free stuff from
that.
Well,
as we always say, Triple M Club members get more.
Yes.
So all you have to do is join the Triple M Club at triplem.com.au. Sponsored by Star Sydney, the official home of the New South Wales Blues.
I hope you also get one of those new Mark II Blatchy's Blues wigs.
Yeah.
Apparently you can talk directly to Freddie Fittler in the box during the game.
Ooh, maybe they'll put a button in there you can press to get a latte brought to your chair. That'd be nice.
Do you reckon the wigs are made from the wool from the alpacas that he has as pets?
Undoubtedly.
Yeah. They've been working hard, those alpacas. But speaking of working hard, We're coming up to the June 30 contract cutoff. So that's the last chance of the season for teams or for clubs to, I guess, change your mind or lock yourself in. Should I stay
jump
or
ship?
Jump ship. Should I stay or should I go? We've got a lot of Clash fans in professional rugby league. So everything up to round 17, it's kind of like probation.
Yes,
in
it's
your job.
It's a trade window. Yeah, I now guess they call it in America.
Yeah, if you want to get technical about it. Look, this one, it looks kind of like a key party with the amount of swapping that's going on.
Yeah, it's all happening.
We've got Moses Mbai going to the Tigers.
Well, he's gone.
He's gone.
He's not gone. He's playing today at Belmore, and then on Monday he'll show up to Tigers training. He is still at Bulldog, Chris.
Like I said, he's gone.
Stop it.
Do you know what his Wikipedia page said 2 days ago?
Oh, I don't know. Some buffheads put that he's already playing for the Tigers, probably.
West Tigers 2018.
He's playing for the Dogs in a couple hours.
Look, we've got, you know, Shannon Boyd to the Tigers. That's a huge surprise for next year. Junior Polo to the Eels. Hodkinson leaving for the Sharks. Leaving the Sharks immediately for Manly.
Wow, Shannon Boyd to the Tigers. That's exciting.
Did I say Tigers? Titans, sorry. All right. That was a surprise if it is the Tigers.
So Tigers is trading everyone in their team. It's ridiculous.
No, going to the Titans, sorry, which has been in discussion for quite some time. Peachy also. And then we've got the rumours. So, you know, Woodsy going to the Sharks, getting progressively further and further away from Leichhardt.
That seems very imminent before 30 June.
Yeah. I heard the talk that if Mbai went to the Tigers, they might hold off on Woodsy. But you're thinking now he will go to the Sharks before June 30?
Well, the events are connected because obviously what Canterbury are trying to do is clear up salary cap space.
Desperately.
But it depends how much the Tigers took on Mbai's contract. They call it freight. How much of the freight is being paid? So these things are done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But, you know, Woods, he lives in the Shire. I think he changed of scenery already because I think he's carried a lot of unfair criticism for the mistakes that your Dogs made with back-ended contracts.
I could picture him hanging out in Northies. I think that'll work.
Well, look, another rumour is Corey Norman to the Titans. So I know people say this at the beginning or mid of the season before the next season about the Titans all the time, but that was such a great sentence. But I think they're going to have a good team next year.
Titans, yeah. They'll be better than this year.
Well, the idea of Norman going before 30 June is not crazy because Parramatta has been seen to be with, you know, various warnings about behaviour pushing him out. And I did see Garth Brennan already in Sydney last night, probably down to coach against the Dogs, but who says he wasn't meeting up with Corey?
Yes. Well, look, this is something that happens in America a lot, in American sport, the mid-season trade. I talk about baseball when a team has to... I've actually seen when a team plays another team in a three-game series, a player actually wear one jersey and the next day show up and be in the opposite dugout wearing the other jersey playing the opposite team. It's pretty crazy in America how they do that because they treat a lot of their players like commodities and things like baseball. This is not very common in Australian sport, what's going on here, this mid-season trade stuff. How do we feel about it?
Well, I mean, I think if you look to last year, Mitchell Moses copped it so hard when he was sort of in that position. Yeah. There's another rumour for this year, which I think is sort of the flip side to that, which is a really sweet one, which is that Robbie Farah could be going back to the Tigers to finish his career there.
Because he's languishing with the North Sydney Bears, and there is strong mail that Cleary is on the bus with Robbie to get him back before 30 June, and people go, would you be happy? And I go, I'd be delighted. I mean, you know, we've had Godinay, Taylor, McIlrick, Little, Josh Reynolds all playing hooker. It's our most destabilised position, but you bring in a proven veteran hooker and a spectacular fullback who used to play for the Dogs.
Yeah.
It's a great move. But what we're talking about here is a change in thinking. I think the modern parlance is follow the jumper, not the player.
Yeah.
And this is not disloyalty. It is more like business.
Yeah.
And it is more like the American model. But some people would just prefer that the transactions only occurred off-season, that the team you start with is the team that you end with.
Yeah.
You know, so like back when we were in the 20th century or something.
Well, look, we want to get your thoughts on 133353 about this stuff. Part of me thinks that, and I know that this isn't practical and I don't fully believe it, but there's this little slice of my soul that's still like, you should have to play for where you come from. All this moving and changing wasn't like that in my day. I'm 28.
Dear.
It has been like that in my whole day. But we want to know what you think. 133353, do you think it's okay for players to duck out mid-season, or should they have to wait until the end? Should they have to wait until the beginning of a new season instead of changing their stripes midway through? 133353.
You're on Triple M with the Weekend Legends. We're just footy fans who love talking footy, don't we, AH?
Yeah, well, we're not the only ones. We were asking about whether it's okay, in your opinion, for players to duck off sort of mid-season, round 17 at the June 30 contract cutoff, or if they should have to stay for the entire season. We put it out to you. Eddie from Sutherland, what do you reckon?
Hey guys, modern day players to their clubs are like modern day relationships. Trust and loyalty is hard to come by.
That's true.
Oh, have you found that to be the case, Eddie?
Yeah, you're heartbroken recently, Eddie?
Oh, no.
From what I've observed, maybe, that hey, I'm a single man, so.
I like that. You know, you sign for a team, it's trust and respect. The next thing you know, your team's dating your best mate.
Heartbreak does play a big part in it. So, you were kind of heartbroken, Rose, when Josh Reynolds went to the Tigers, right?
Yeah, he was a lifelong Bulldog, so we were really sad to see him go. And I'll be honest with you guys, I've been putting on a bit of a front about this weekend, but it is very sad for us to lose Mbai. He's a real talent for our team, and it is kind of tearing me. I think I'll get a bit emotional today.
And look, I think he also, I don't think he particularly wanted to leave.
No one wants to leave
until the end
Chris.
Of the season. Obviously, it's a good economic decision for him.
Yeah.
But it's just the way it is. They have to create an environment where they can rebuild over the next 3 years, because let's face it, that's what they'll be doing over there at Belmore.
Yeah.
Look, we've also got Dave from Parramatta on 133353. Dave, you're not so keen on it.
No, I hate it. When you lose someone like Mitchie Moses halfway through his season, I reckon it's ridiculous. But when you gain a great fullback like Mbai, I reckon it's fine. No problems at all.
Yeah, exactly, Dave. Seriously. That's what we need. More intelligent commentary about rugby league.
Okay.
Beautifully put.
You Tigers fans, wrap it up. Thanks very much.
What do you mean he's a Tigers fan? He's just talking about footy.
Typical Tigers fan, both of you.
Joseph from Ingleburn on 133353. What do you reckon?
I'm all for it. I think clubs should be allowed to trade, but I don't think players should be able to just have a sook and take off mid-season. Like, they should stick out their contract. But if they're not performing, it's a business. Clubs need to provide for their fans and the rest of the players. So if you're not performing, then it's like a normal job. You get sacked.
Okay, so that's an interesting point. Clubs should be able to decide if players move mid-season, but players shouldn't be allowed to decide?
Yeah, they shouldn't. Players shouldn't just be able to say, I'm unhappy, and then they can just move. If a club wants to make a financial or a tactical move, they can, but just can't.
If you're unhappy, you shouldn't have to be stuck in a job that you hate.
Well, you could quit, but it doesn't mean you could just go across the road and work for the next company across the road.
Let me tell you, it's all about relative. It's all about relative power here. It's like in American sports, the superstars can generate their own movement.
Yeah.
The less superstars can't generate anything. So that's part of the problem, I think.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Triple M's Weekend Legends for Petter's new world-first vehicle weight matrix software. Know your weight at petters.com.au.
Weekend Legends, Triple M with AH Chris and Rose. Now let's get an update from Russia.
Wow.
The Triple M Weekend Legends rock the odds. For sports bet, download the app now for the World Cup. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah! We're lucky enough to talk to someone who's over there somewhere. We've got Hammy from Sportsbet on the line. Good. Well, welcome, Hammy. And whereabouts in Russia exactly are you, and how's the borscht?
It's the borscht is excellent. I'm glad you are. Top of the morning to you from sunny Kazan, and I mean sunny literally. It's 2 a.m. here, and the sun has literally just come up. I can see the Kazan arena straight out of my window. Very weird time zone, very weird setup here in this country.
But,
yeah, I'm ready to go for a big game this Arvo.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting. This game, the Sabo, of course, the entire country here in Australia are going to stop and watch this game. It's a huge game for us. Can you tell us a little bit about the deals for tonight's game and what's going to be going on ahead in the tournament for you guys?
I would love to tell you about some of our deals for the game, the Sabo, and the rest of the tournament. Now, the big one is probably halftime up if you win all group stage games. If you place a head-to-head bet on any of those and your team is leading at halftime, we will pay you out as a winner. That doesn't matter if they go on to lose or draw. Cost us last night when Spain gave their little lead and they came back and got a draw. Mm. I've got a one-way ticket over here. I could be battling to get back after we paid out a fair bit on that one. But look, let's see how we go. The big one tonight, we've got obviously Australia. We are the outsiders in this one, but we've been absolutely smashed in by about $6 over the past week. So we went from $17 to $11 tonight. France look like they're obviously the warm favourites. They're $1.24. But, you know, let's get on board the boys and see if we might be able to take advantage of that half-time up promo. Eli Yednak, one of the boys, might put one in the back of the net in the first half. There we go.
I'm with you, mate. I think that's a good deal for tonight. I think the Aussies have a chance of possibly leading at the half. Whether we'll win, I don't know about that, but there's a real chance we could lead at the half.
Well, with sports, it doesn't matter. You're a winner if you get up and we're leading at the half. So let's see how we go. In terms of some of the other markets, I mean, the leading goal scorer, Ronaldo last night with a hat-trick, that obviously helps his cause. He's into $2.80. But Griezmann, the Frenchman, we've been doing a bit of stuff with Brett Emerton, and he reckons Griezmann is going to load up this World Cup and actually thinks he might fill his boots against the Socceroos tonight. He's at $17 at the moment. So too is a little fella called Lionel Messi as well. So there's a little bit of value out there.
I've heard of him.
For the Golden Boot winner. You might have heard of him. Yeah, absolutely. So there's some really good options and some good value out there if you're looking to have a bit of a flutter there as well.
So look, Hammy, enjoy yourself. Enjoy the big game. Please bring us back a Cossack hat each. We'd love one. Go to Sportsbet. Download the app. Now, of course, conditions apply. Always gamble responsibly. Thanks, Hammy, from Sportsbet.
No, well said. Gamble responsibly. And look, with a bit of luck, I'll be able to talk to you next week. But no guarantees over here. You've already been mistaken with our Sportsbet kits on for Ukrainians a couple of times. There we go.
But go very carefully. Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Sportsbet. Download the app now for the World Cup. Gamble responsibly. The Triple M Weekend Legends.
Let's do it.
Prepare for another weekend of balls bouncing, rackets hitting, bats smashing, players complaining, and umpires court scratching their nuts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M likes to call the Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends Triple M with AH Chris and Rose. My name is Chris Gale and I was moved when Meatloaf once sang, "Objects in the rearview mirror appear closer than they are." And so it is with State of Origin. It's looming up very quickly, guys. Next Friday we have the first ever women's State of Origin, New South Wales versus Queensland. North Sydney Oval on Friday, 22nd of June at 7:40 p.m.
Yeah, nice. Tickets are only $10. So if you don't go,
bargain.
You are a misogynist. I don't make the rules. But we need to get out there and support the very first women's State of Origin.
Absolutely. And then the blokes go around at ANZ Stadium at the early time of 7:40 p.m. Please know that in your diaries on Sunday, June 24. Now, look, if you want to demonstrate your loyalty to the Blues and show that you're a bleeding blue person, I've already done this. You can go to the Triple M Sydney Facebook page. Follow the prompts and update your Facebook page, like your profile photo or your headshot, with the Triple M New South Wales Blues frame now.
Ooh, very nice.
Head to the Triple M Facebook page to show your loyalty. Now, speaking of loyalty and excitement, AH Kaylee, can you keep focus on the Dragons tonight with Origin so close?
Oh, look, I'm going to have to, aren't I? I'm feeling quite stressed about Origin now after that game last night, all the injuries with the Panthers.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be looking keenly to make sure that none of my boys get injured for State of Origin, except for Ben Hunt. And I love you, but twist your ankle.
Andrew Rose, the Bulldogs are back to Belmore today. I guess Origin offers you some compensation that you'd be excited about that, if not the Dogs.
Well, Origin is a really important thing for Dogs fans this year because it gives us a feeling of what winning feels like.
I was going to say, a reason to live?
Yeah, it gives us a chance to cheer for something. So it was a weird feeling, game one, watching us play well. I haven't really had a chance to do that as a Bulldogs fan. But it is a Belmore game. It's an important thing for Bulldogs fans, regardless of where we are on the ladder. So it's a big day for us.
Fantastic. Now, look, coming up in this hour, we preview the rest of the NRL Round 15 with Mark Gaznia, and I'm sure we'll get an Origin tip from Gaz as well.
Mm-hmm.
We talk global football Russian style, Robbie Williams' finger, what Putin said to the Prince, and all the happenings over there, and, of course, Australia taking on France tonight at 8 p.m. Huge excitement around that.
Go the Socceroos!
And coming up next, we've had a victory for fan power as the refs have been told to stop nitpicking. They've also been told to crack down further on the dog shots. And we ask, what have dogs ever done to the NRL? Weekend Legends Triple M. Weekend Legends Triple M with AH Chris and Rose. Van Halen's Jump. Boy, I love a big synthesizer chord fest.
It is a song that actually makes you want to jump. It's pretty good.
It does, yeah. It's a real Simon Says situation. He doesn't even need to say it.
My manager always wanted me to write a song about give the DJ money.
Yeah, but no one could support or fund that, could they?
It wasn't a hit.
Now, look, guys, the exciting news in the NRL is that we've had a win. The fans have had a win.
Oh, yeah? Mm.
It was announced that the penalties that were going to be issued all the time have been wound back a little bit. And already after three games, compared to the season average of 18 penalties a game, we've had 12 penalties a game. Let's hear from Todd Greenberg why this is happening.
There has been a tendency, I think, for the referees to continue to nitpick. So we've got to be really careful that we find the balance. And this is always a balance. We want to see the flow of the game continue. There has been a lot of penalties in the first half of the year. I am desperately keen to make sure we find that balance. I don't want referees looking for penalties. What I want referees to do is police those areas that we've tasked them to do and allow the game to flow.
Amen to that, Mr. Greenberg. And adding to the voices of the reasonable, like Peter Sterling on Saturday NRL for Triple M last weekend, you know, call for an end to this. He said, I can't really watch the game. And, of course, Gus Gould had to have his say on Twitter. Really enjoyed Friday night refereeing tonight. Every now and then the football threatened to get in the way, but to their credit, the refs were having none of that. They kept the whistle blowing. Referee coaches should feel proud of their team. Well done to all concerned. Well, now it's changed. Are we happy about this? Are you the type of people who still want to see those technical offsides called off the try line?
Well, look, I think people are misinterpreting the whole first the crackdown and now the reversal of the crackdown. They've actually done the whole thing. It was all pre-planned for the good of the game because we need fans to be fired up and angry about stuff. That's rugby league.
True.
I like that we've now softened the crackdown because one of the key parts of being a fan is, for instance, yelling, get them onside.
Yes, that's
true. You can't do that if they're already onside.
100%.
All day, ref. You can't do that if the ref hasn't been calling it all day. If he's done it, if he's called it in the first 6 seconds, you're like, oh, God, might as well go home.
What you're saying is an important part of a fan's interaction with rugby league is being actually angry at the ref. So we need refs to make mistakes or the game just is not as interesting?
That's exactly it. Previously, we were angry about them not calling stuff. They started calling all the stuff. We've gone, well, I won't stand for this. And now they're back to hopefully not calling stuff and order is restored.
And we're angry again. And I confirm it was happening out at Allianz. It was just that usual refrain of get them onside. And it felt like I was back in the womb in some way.
Right, it feels like being at Henson Park.
Now, of course, this is an enormous backflip by the NRL. So they sort of disguised it because in the same press conference, Mr. Greenberg and Mr. Beattie announced that there was going to be an additional crackdown, there's that word again, on what are referred to as dog shots, unnecessarily late tackles on our beautiful playmakers.
Right.
And now this puts, I think, additional pressure on the referee because they have to work out about the timing of the tackle. Is it too late or not?
Is this called the Thurston rule? Because it seems to be Thurston. It's always getting the dog shots.
Well, what was great about this was that Greenberg said, now, you know what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to mention anyone.
Voldemort.
And then immediately Beattie goes, well, of course, we want this because we want to see the Thurstons, the Cronks, the Slaters, the Smiths play, and all the great New South Wales Origin players, Nathan Cleary. And that was all he could remember.
So is it kind of like Lou Gehrig's disease then, if we're naming it Thurston's Law because he was hurt by it? I like that.
At least that'd be a nice legacy to lead the game with.
So, Chris, they're going to cut down on dog shots. What does this leave grub moves? Because we've had this debate before, what's the difference between a dog shot and a grub move, right?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's a philosophical question that sort of almost seems to be for another time, I think.
I'll meditate on it.
But if a grub falls down in the woods and no one's there to whistle it...
Is it a penalty?
Is it a penalty?
Exactly. And it simply leaves us with the fact that you can now be put in the bin even if the player's not hurt off the late tackle. So that's the bottom line. But the final thought that was the most disturbing that came out of that press conference had nothing to do with dog shots, nothing to do with penalty crackdowns. It was about whether Mr. Greenberg might be heading to Cricket Australia. And Todd said, no way, I've got more work to do here in the NRL. And he was backed up by Peter Beattie, who said, he is here while I'm here, and I'm here while he is here.
He needs to stop talking, that man.
Namaste.
Mind blown. Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Yeah.
The Weekend Legends on Triple M. One thing you need to know. AH is a girl, Rose is a guy, and Chris has the big, deep voice.
Weekend Legends, Triple M with AH, Chris and Rose.
Now, guys, we've been talking about all the sport that's going on tonight, and if you're planning on getting the fam together and piling them into your car, it's important to know the weight of your car before doing this.
Right?
Crucial.
Sure.
Yes,
crucial.
Weight from loads, towing and accessories critically affects the safety and performance of your car, guys. And one of our key sponsors this year on the show has been Pedders. And
they
specialize in this stuff, guys. They use their very mysterious vehicle weight matrix to weigh your car's load. I still don't exactly know what the weight matrix is, like what it physically looks like.
It's a piece of software, Rose.
Okay. Oh, is it?
It goes into your device. And it's been used by all the teams that have been busted, the various football games all over this great country and, in fact, all over the greater world.
Well, if you want to know the exact weight of your car and discuss your towing and load carrying scenarios, get solutions from an expert. You can know your weight at pedders.com.au. Thank you, Pedders. Very kind.
Absolutely.
Now, we've been talking a lot about these games in Russia coming up tonight. The Socceroos are playing. But, you know, this show here, we like to look at the around the game stuff, the ethereal stuff that goes on in sports. And I want to start with the opening ceremony of this Russia stuff. We've had a lot of opening ceremonies recently in other events that go on too long.
Hello, Peter Beattie. Yeah. Commonwealth Games.
They just drag a lot of these opening ceremonies. Mm. I will give it to them. The opening ceremony on Thursday night was, what, 15 minutes max? 15?
Russian efficiency.
Isn't it?
Tight 15. Tight 15.
Tight 15. And what I like about it is a lot of these other events, they do this long, drawn-out ceremony all night, and then they go, all right, everyone go to bed and we'll start the sport tomorrow.
Yep.
But this is great. They do the ceremony and then just get straight into a game. Like, straight into it. It's good. Mm. But Robbie Williams performed. The great Robbie Williams did, three songs?
Three songs.
Very good. I like Robbie. He is one of the best frontmen performers I've ever seen when he performed Nebworth. He had that entire crowd in the palm of his hand, which is pretty impressive for one dude.
And it was good to see that, you know, he wasn't distracted by his current legal troubles with Jimmy Page. You know, is he going to get that underground gym built or not? Because, of course, they live together and Jimmy Page has been fighting him for it. You could see he just put it out of his head. He's a consummate performer.
But there might have been a little message to Jimmy and Robbie's performance.
I think, AH, you've cracked the code. That's genius. Because Robbie did flip the bird to the camera at the end of his performance.
Oh, well.
Maybe that was directed at Jimmy Page.
Let me build my pool, Jimmy.
Let me build my underground pool, Jimmy, and I'll flip you the bird during a ceremony. I really liked it.
Weekend Legends, we cracked the case.
And did you catch any of the coverage? Like SBS is covering it, and Lucy Zelich and Craig Foster were there, and their backdrop was the Kremlin.
Yeah.
And it looked to
me like...
That's
always SBS's backdrop. Right, no,
true. Well, you know, and then, of course, we all say we like to tune in at SBS after 10 o'clock at night because it's educational for us adults. But it looked to me like they'd sealed Red Square off. And wouldn't that be the Russian way, is to have a huge global event and then stop the tourists going into the most iconic part of Moscow?
Yeah, it seems like they have sealed it off, except for the four Aussie dudes that seem to get past the security and stand behind Foz with a sign that says, Wolves in the A-League.
Yes! 2500 and thereabouts, baby. Woo!
I've been to Red Square and I got to see Lenin in Lenin's tomb, and you walk down and you go round his
John
body.
Lennon.
No, Vladimir. And let me tell you, his eyes follow you. It's very, very creepy.
Creepy? Well, I mean, I'm all excited by all these things happening, and we'll keep across it all. If any kind of extracurricular things go down, I'm sure we'll have some time to talk about it.
Calm the Socceroos.
Let's go, boys. Let's touch up France.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Know the exact weight of your car, discuss your towing and load carrying scenarios, and get solutions from an expert. Call your nearest Petter store now. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Right. You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M with AH, Chris and Rose, and we are rugby league through and through, aren't we, AH?
We absolutely are, but there are some people who are even more rugby league than us.
Ooh, wow.
I know it's hard to believe, and one of them who we have on the line now is Fox League and Dragons great Mark Gasnier. How you going, Gaz?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, really, really well.
Gasnier, it's great to talk to you again, mate. It's Rose here. I'm the tragic Bulldogs fan, and look, we're on Struggle Street right now. It's a big tragedy at the moment. It is tough being me, guys. At 3 o'clock today, we've got the Belmore game, the Doggies v the Titans. You know, Mbai's on his way out. This is bye-bye, Mbai. Looks like Woods might be going, Foran might be retiring. It's all happening over there at the Dogs. This is a big game this afternoon, but I need to know from you, what do the Dogs have to do for the rest of the season now? We're written off in the top eight. We're bleeding players. We're trying to get salary cap. What are they going to do for the rest of the year, the Dogs?
Jeez, you poor buggy. You've just vetted your soul there, haven't you?
I'm sorry that I've vented on you, but it's just come. It's all hit me.
Did you just get sledged by a grand final winner? Sorry.
No, I wasn't sledging. I was just saying, I remember last time we spoke, I said, you know, that what they'd shown after about four or five rounds, I thought, with the way they competed, and physically they're quite good, the Dogs, which you saw against the Dragons. It's just creativity they really struggle with, and, you know, Marshall King and in the halves, along with Frawley, probably makes things harder. So they're very reliant on their forwards with their short passing and to create something, and Woods was a bit off against the Dragons. Yeah, look, it's just that they've lost seven games by 8 points or less, which doesn't help, and I know it's, you know, no consolation to say, geez, they've been in the fight when you don't come away with anything. But today is a big day. Generally, they go to another level at Belmore, being back there. You know, I played all my junior football there. It is a great ground. But I have to be honest, it's just, it is hard to see where they get points from. I mean, you can't fault their effort. I know that's there, but just the creativity really lacks. And when it is like that, the confidence is low. And you're really searching for points.
Gaz, look, I've got to say, I did appreciate you giving me that false sense of hope last time we talked, but look, it's over, and I appreciate you pulling off the Band-Aid for me right there.
Well, the biggest thing is, and the hardest thing is, see, I'm surprised, well, I shouldn't say I'm surprised, but I guess one good thing, if you're a Dogs fan, you look at the way they're competing and how hard they're trying, that's generally a good sign when there's so much innuendo at the club. So if you notice at Parramatta, people are probably going to get moved on, tapped on the shoulder, whereas... probably there's effort in spurts, but there's not a consistent effort, you would say, whereas the Bulldogs, there's been a consistent effort there, even though Moses Mbai has openly said he's going to the Tigers, the innuendo around Aaron Woods, and then you've got now Foran thrown into the mix. So if they still compete as hard as they are, that's generally a good sign in regards to their character.
Guys, after that one, at 5:30 at Wynn Stadium, we've got a home game for the Dragons, our Dragons. You know, you won a grand final for them, and I buy general admission tickets. They're playing against Manly. Dragons are second on the table, Manly not so much, and they're a bit of a, you know, if we can use that phrase, club in crisis. Do you think they have a chance?
Look, I think they do. Trent will have them. I think they have a chance for about 40, 50 minutes, put it that way, and then depending on how the Dragons respond and how well they control the ball. When you come up with teams that have a lot of pressure on them off the field, you get a very emotive start. So, you know, if you're a little bit off and they start really well, then you give them a sniff and you make it really hard for yourself. Whereas if you start and match them with the enthusiasm and the physical aspect of the game, well, then, you know, all the drama's kind of set back in their mind and the subconsciousness of their mind takes over and, you know, you generally come over them a little bit easier. But I think Trent will have them fired up. But, again, you know, it's hard to see where the points come from, yeah. All things being equal. The Dragons forwards in particular, the platform they should lay. I thought the Dragons were really good for 20 minutes last week. I thought it was close to their best.
The first 20 minutes.
But there's 60 minutes, yeah. Or, you know, we'd left a little bit to be desired.
Mark, it's Chris here. I like how Coach Barrett came out in the wake of the Anthony Watmo comments and says that Chez is very popular amongst the current teammates. But from the St. George perspective, Mary's made...
St. George Illawarra.
Sorry, here we go. St. George Illawarra Dragons. I stand very much corrected. Mary's kept a very stable lineup this season, but he has made a move. He's put Jason Nightingale back onto the bench and starting Kurt Mann. What's the idea behind that?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, they've basically swapped roles. Kurt Mann has predominantly been that utility on the bench that can cover a lot of position if injury comes on. And if it doesn't, he gets anywhere between 10 and 25 minutes to play. He plays generally lock. He has a quick interchange with Jack DeBell, and if he's a bit under fatigue and tries to play a similar role, whereas I guess they probably thought they could get a little bit more out of Kurt Mann on the wing in regards to pace, and they're going to play Jace Nightingale again off the bench. I thought he did a really good job last week, Jace Nightingale, but whether it's the long-term future, I'm not sure, particularly when you've got a guy like Zach Lomax waiting in the wings. He's right. Currently injured, but he is a superstar in the making, and it's only a matter of time before he gets his opportunity. But it's going to be interesting to see how that one pans out, particularly when you get to the business end of the season. You know, I think the next 5 to 6 weeks will determine whether Jason Nightingale and Kurt Mann kind of stay in those roles.
I love Jason Nightingale, particularly those smoky eyes. They seem to add something.
He's a legend, dude. I had him outside me for a long period of time. He's probably the best winner I've had outside me. So reliable, so tough. Good fella.
Tomorrow afternoon, 4:10 p.m. at Campbelltown, the West Tigers take on the Canberra Raiders. Moses Emboy won't be playing there, so it's a chance to see this Tigers lineup for the last time. But what for a fan can they expect from Emboy and the Tigers moving forward?
Geez, I don't know, because, you know, Ivan Cleary, he's got a lot of fullbacks, he's got a lot of halves, there's a lot of people playing hooker. It's going to be interesting to see what the role is, whether, you know, you would think the form of Emboy at fullback this year, he would slot into the fullback position, Tui Lolohea, but then that upsets on everything that Ivan's built out there, that is effort and commitment, summed up by Corey Thompson, who played a lot of fullback. And you don't want to upset the playing group in what it's been built on. And, you know, he openly said that it's built on effort and commitment. Their defensive effort showed that over the first 8 weeks. So if Corey Thompson moves back to the wing and, you know, is that in replacement of Nofaluma? Again, it upsets the group. Reynolds slots back into half because Benji Marshall's injured. But, yeah, I think when Emboy gets out there, there's going to be some interesting decisions around positional changes, and then does that upset the group? And I know that people might be listening thinking, well, stuff them upset the group. They're employed to do a job. Yeah. That's all fine and dandy.
That's what I was thinking.
Play, yeah, well, when you do play, it's not, you know, I know not people are going to believe me, but the money's a big bonus. But, you know, if you've been built up a coach throughout the season that you're going to play this position, you need to do this role for the team, and you're doing it successfully, to then get the tap on the shoulder and say, well, hold on, we're actually going to go this way. It just undoes everything the coach is about, and then everything you got motivated by goes out the window. So that's what I mean by upsetting the group.
You can watch the 2018 NRL Telstra Premiership on Foxtel. Start streaming today, www.foxtel.com.au. And on there, you can watch Mark Gasnier. Thanks for joining us, Gaz.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Enjoy the footy today.
Cheers, Gaz.
Thanks, Mark. Up next, Aussie Wrestling. It's back. Triple M Weekend Legends. Weekend Legends, Triple M, AH, Chris and Rose. Now, Rose, I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that I think you're a fan of the noble art of professional wrestling.
No.
Can you tell by the wrestling shirt and wrestling hat I'm currently wearing?
No, I can tell by the fact you look like you've taken a couple of chair shots recently.
Well, yes, you know that I am a lifelong wrestling fan. AH, you've heard us sit here before and bang on about wrestling in this room. And tonight we're getting to live out one of our childhood dreams, which is that we're getting to commentate a PWA show. That stands for Pro Wrestling Australia. They're the Sydney brand that do wrestling here. We've built a friendship up with them over the last 6 months to a year, and they've invited us tonight to come to Max Watts, their first event ever at the Max Watts venue out in the Moore Park precinct, and be the commentators for their show tonight.
Do you know what's great about it being at Max Watts? That's just directly across the road from the Horden Pavilion.
Yeah, it is.
And professional wrestling in the middle of the last century, that's how far we were going back, was a huge deal in Australia.
Yeah.
Live shows all the time. Channel 9 used to run wrestling shows on the weekend. Former South Sydney great and Member of Parliament Mike Cleary was the lead commentator. Mm. And from 1973 onwards, you'd see the World Championship Wrestling in Australia at the Horden Pavilion.
Yeah.
So we are sort of on hallowed turf.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, this is crazy for us that we're getting to live out our dream as wrestling commentators.
Last time I was there, a couple of weeks ago, I went there for a drag show, so it's very hallowed as far as I'm concerned. No difference.
Not much different.
Well, it's like sports drag, isn't it?
Yes, and based on our performance, it could be a short-lived dream as well.
Yeah, well, it should be interesting. We're right up there on the entrance, so a lot of the wrestlers might interact with us. I want to dance with One Direction. That's the four luchador boy band guys that dress in matching
so
denim.
I'm a Big Fudge fan. I like Big Fudge. I want to know what he's all about.
Big Fudge is great. Caveman Ugg will be there, and our boy Robbie Eagles will be defending his PWA title against a huge threat, a guy named Jonah Rock, who's facing in the main event. And there's even a fans bring the weapons match where fans can bring the weapons. I might try and steal something from around here.
Are you bringing, yeah, what are you, I'm going to suggest maybe we have a guitar signed by Slash.
Oh.
No one's going to notice. You take that for a bit.
Sweet, we'll take that. Yeah, it should be fun. Chris, do you know how you're going to do this commentary tonight?
In a state of mild panic, because you've just said the wrestlers might interact with us.
Yeah.
And I certainly
and
hope
then immediately said weapons.
I certainly don't know how. I don't want to be one of the things that gets tossed. Let's put it that way. Look, I mean, I'm having fun. I'm having fun researching some of the names. So Jonah Rock, that Robbie Eagles is taking on in the championship match, is known as the King of Monsters.
Yeah,
that sounds somewhat ominous.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a big boy. He is a big, big boy.
And I'm disappointed that the team SMS has been, for certain reasons, torn apart, because they were very social media savvy. They'd come out dressed like social media icons.
Yes.
And their names were Snapchat and Facebook.
Yes, and Unsocial Jordan was their leader. He's fighting Big Fudge tonight. It's going to be a big one.
Well, look, guys, as a rugby league fan, I want to know, like, how does wrestling commentary sort of vary from that? Because I got to tell you, I would pay all the money I own to hear, like, Dan Ganane commentator chair shot.
Oh, he's hit it with a chair shot.
That's not what he sounds like.
One, two, three, goodbye. Something like that, maybe.
You're getting closer. You are getting closer.
You're getting closer.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Triple M's Weekend Legends for Petter's new world-first vehicle weight matrix software. Know your weight at petters.com.au.
Weekend Legends, Triple M, AH, Chris, Rose.
Yeah, before the break, we were talking about how Chris and I have the opportunity to commentate the PWA wrestling show tonight at Max Watts. And Weekend Legends want to sort out some of our dedicated listeners right now.
Fantastic.
If you go on Facebook and go to the PWA page, there's a little post about us talking about the event tonight on the show. If you get in the comments and say Weekend Legends sent you, there's a couple double passes to give away. A little sneaky tip there.
Come say hi.
Yeah, come and watch us attempt to talk for
come
4 hours.
Come throw a chair at us.
And now it's time for the Weekend Legend of the Weekend.
Weekend. Weekend. Weekend Legend. Legend of the Weekend. Weekend. Weekend Legend. Legend of the Weekend.
Guys, my Weekend Legend of the Weekend this weekend is a guy called Ian Lem from Platypus Plumbing.
Yep.
We've been without hot water at my place for 2 weeks, and yesterday he came along and installed a hot water heater, and for that reason he's going in my will. Head to platypusplumbing.com.au.
On your Lemmy, my Weekend Legend of the Weekend is the Sydney Convicts, the men's gay rugby team who won the Bingham Cup over in Amsterdam, beating New York.
Nice.
When interviewed, Israel Folasad, he was pumped about the result. I think that's because he realised that rugby is seeking new markets. It turns out rugby union is the game that's also played in hell.
All right, my... Wow. Oh, wow. My weekend legend of the weekend. We know how Trumpy Boy and Kim Jong-un have been meeting up this week and making best friends with terrible handshakes and even worse conversation. But Kim Jong-un has this like terrible fear of like germs and stuff. He's always freaking out. He thinks everyone's trying to poison him and get him. I don't know why.
Fair assumption.
But he has a portable like portaloo that comes with him everywhere he goes, right?
You can get him in Bunnings. It's great.
And the quote was, they said, we deny sewer divers insight into the Supreme Leader's stools. So whoever's job it is to look after the Supreme Leader's stool, we salute you. You're my weekend legends. We are the weekend legends. Have a great weekend, guys.
Enjoy a
super duper Saturday, people.
See you at the wrestling.
Know the exact weight of your car. Discuss your towing and load carrying scenarios and get solutions from an expert. Call your nearest Pettis store now. Triple M's Weekend Legends.